Purim chapter 4, Mishnah 5. Ketzad ein shavel anashim velo lanashim. How is he neither like a man nor a woman? Ein sofin truma al tumas zivaso. Truma is not burnt because of the uncleanliness of his or her flax. So you'll recall that we said if the person sees a white or a red emission like a man or a woman, so we consider them a zav or a zava, and we consider them impure. And if a zav or a zava touched truma, the truma would become impure and would need to be burnt. But if this person, if they see red, it could be that they were a man, that they're really a man, and therefore the red has no effect on them. And opposite, if they see white, it could be that they're really a woman, and the white has no effect on them, and they're pure. So in this case, if they touch truma, we don't burn the truma because we consider the truma to be still pure. And because of this doubt, adds the Kahati that if they see both red and white, then they're definitely impure. Then we would burn the truma because of them. Next case, Van Chavim Alav Al Bias Mikdash. They are not liable for entering the temple in their impure state. And this again goes back to the fact that if they've seen white or red, we're not sure if they are really impure, although we treat them as impure. So if they go onto the temple, which they're not allowed to do, they are not liable for going onto the temple mount, because they may actually, in fact, not be impure. And that's lo kanashim v'lo kanashim. That is neither like men nor women. Ve'ein nibkar be'eved ivri lo kanashim v'lo kanashim. They are not sold as a Hebrew servant. A person could be sold as a Hebrew servant, but for example, it can't happen with a mephrodite. For example, the Kati brings, if the person stole and they couldn't repay back what they stole, then they became a servant to the person they stole from to repay back what they stole. But only a man can become a servant in this way, not a woman. And therefore, this hermaphrodite can't, because maybe the hermaphrodite's a woman, so he can't become a slave in this kind of scenario. We would not allow him to become a slave there. And so too, in other scenarios where a person could become a slave, they do not apply to the hermaphrodite, as these scenarios only apply to a man or a woman, and we never shift the hermaphrodites one or the other. Next case, v'ainin erech lo kanashim v'lo kanashim. He cannot make an erech vow, which is neither like a man or a woman. Now, an erech vow is a person could say, make an erech vow to the temple, and the value of what they would then have to donate to the temple would be completely based on their gender and their age. And because we can't determine the gender of this hermaphrodite, so the hermaphrodite can't make an erech vow. If someone says, a third party points to the hermaphrodite and he says, may I be a Nazirite, if this one is neither a man nor a woman, then Nazir, he becomes a Nazir, because we say that the hermaphrodite is either a man or must be either a man or a woman, according to this opinion. It's not neither a man nor a woman, it's one or the other. We just don't know which one it is. So this person would become a Nazir. That's according to his opinion. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Omer, he says, androgynous bari bifne atzmahu. So the androgynous, says the hermaphrodite, says Rabbi Yossi, is a creature of its own. It's not that we don't know. It's neither a man nor a woman. It's actually like a third gender almost. And therefore, this person wouldn't be a Nazirite in this scenario. And the sages could not decide whether to treat this third gender as a man or a woman, but it's its own gender, says Rabbi Yossi. Aval tumtum einokain, but not a tumtum. A tumtum is a person whose male or female organ is covered up with skin, and we can't determine if it's a male or a female. And here, it's definitely one or the other. It's just that we can't see which one it is. So, says Rabbi Yossi, the tumtum doesn't fall into the same category as this hermaphrodite. And finish off the Mishnah, pamim shu'ish, pamim shu'isha. Sometimes a man and sometimes a woman. That's just clarifying that a tumtum is sometimes a man and sometimes a woman, but it's never this kind of in-between scenario. Hadran alecha mesechet bikurim, v'hadran alecha seder zeraim.